Good morning. Hey, this is a quick challenge, only 3 or 4 minutes or so. I really hope you'll find the time just to listen to this. I can already tell you that it's touched me deeply, and then I've got to react today to this. And that is the challenge. Are you reacting from the heart or what your heart's saying, or are you engaging your heart and how you really, really feel about things? Because I think a lot of people get stuck with, you know, pointing the fingers or justifying or resisting change, or, you know, saying, well, I'm doing these good things, I feel good about myself, or whatever, versus, and I know the world teaches us to be tough, and yet here I'm about to read something that, and here's the question we probably have all heard: are you that dull? And I know that sounds awful, but it's, the reality is it's a question that forces us to engage our heart, our life, our purpose. You've probably said those words to yourself. You may think, actually, that you're saying them, but I don't think you are. I think that sometimes God has to be firm with us, and he says, you know, are you that dull? What's causing you to react that way? Why won't you engage your own heart? What's causing your behavior to be that way? And in this case, I'm about to read from Mark 7. You know, Jesus had just fed thousands and thousands of people, and they didn't think he could do that. Even his closest friends didn't think that. He had calmed a storm. They thought he was a ghost. And frankly, he wasn't too happy about his friend John the Baptist being killed. So I think he was a little frustrated. And even so, he kind of just kind of barked out, hey, are you guys that dull? So let me read Mark 7:14. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and he said, listen to me, everyone. Understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them. And he had left the crowd and he entered the house. And he said, his disciples asked him about this parable. Are you so dull? He asked, don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them? For it doesn't go into their heart, but in their stomach and then out of the body. So he's saying, you know, are you really engaged in your heart here? Haven't you been seeing all the miracles? What's going on? What's happening? How is that making you feel? And why are you asking me this question about this parable that has, you know, he had spoke to some Pharisees about the law, and it was just something really simple. And I just want to kind of give this example. You know, there was a show that my daughter was watching not too long ago, and they were using words like dummy and stupid. And instead of stopping her completely from watching them, you know, that's what the law would tell us. In other words, like, she's not ever going to hear those words at school, and I need to just, you know, tell her the law is we don't say them, we don't say them. No, I wanted to know how those words made her feel. And so we watched it a few more times, and eventually she ended up talking about school and, you know, some kids that were saying that to other kids, and how she felt sorry for actually the kids saying it and for the kids that had it said to them, being called a dummy. You know, I was just simply helping my daughter respond to what her heart was feeling. We are God's children, and he knows your heart. And the way that we engage him or hear more from him or get some more clarity in our life is by actually responding to what's going on in our heart, and not to just keep putting it off or to cover it up or to justify it. And life will not be so dull. I mean, my daughter doesn't even want to watch that show anymore. She wants to try to help the people that are saying dummy and stupid. That's what happens when you engage your heart. The opposite of not engaging your own heart is what I say all the time, and I heard it from someone else, that the greatest tragedy in life is getting to the end of it and not knowing why you are here. If we're constantly resisting or rebelling, well, that'll never carry us. It'll never bring clarity to life, and it never does. You know, I have to take both my cars in for a checkup this week. They always hook it up to the machine and check the system out. That would be my suggestion this week. Just get hooked into this week to your heart. What is it really saying? Engage with your own heart. Stop looking at everyone else's. Engage with your own heart. What is it really saying? And are you willing to respond to what your heart's saying? Are you willing to do that? Or are you going to stay in the stage of resistance or comfort or not wanting to change or not wanting to listen to what God has to say to you? Hope that blesses you. I know that's tough, but look, none of us want to be dull. We want to live a great life. We want it to have purpose. We want to have clarity. And the only way we're going to have that happen is if we intentionally engage our own heart. That thing that keeps coming up, let's deal with it. God bless.